This service this morning, it is testimony time. Please let's celebrate Jesus with a big hand of praise this morning. Amen. Please listen attentively to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number one, super wonder via operation by all means. I relocated to South Africa from Brazil for business. While there, I lost everything and came back to Nigeria in 2015 with nothing. On November 30, 2015, I saw my old-time friend, a winner, who invited me to WSF. I gave my life to Christ and was filled with the Holy Spirit instantly. Let's give Jesus a big hand. The brother then took me to his house, and I began to follow him to church. When operation by all means was declared, I gave my all to it. I keyed into the testimony of the brother that shared 1,000 flyers per day. I shared tracts and flyers to the extent that the province could no longer meet my demands. Therefore, I was coming to Canaan land to pack tracts and flyers to meet my daily targets. I moved from Bagada to strategic places like Bariga, Iyanoworo, Alakpere, Ketu, Oshodi, so as to meet my daily target. I did this in spite of rain or sun, since it is by all means. I also engaged in the minimum of 1 hour midnight prayer daily. Suddenly, the God of Wonder Double showed up. I am still in shock because as of today, I have rented a 3-bedroom flat in a cool estate at the mainland. I started a building material business with 1.5 million naira initial capital as a gift. I am licensed as a major distributor of Dangote cement, and I'll be going to China in 6 months' time for more business. Well, if you are clapping, it can be better for Jesus. In addition, I am now a car owner. And finally, I will be getting married to my miracle wife on July 16, 2016. Indeed, serving God pays the most and the best. And Matthew 6:33 works super wonders. To the God of Bishop Oyedepo be all the glory. And the testifier is Annie Sunday Chizoba. Let's honor Jesus with a big hand again. Number two, supernatural supplies via kingdom advancement endeavors. Immediately after the first phase of the Wonder Double agenda, I lost my job. All efforts to be reconsidered failed, and things became so bad for us that we borrowed to eat. However, my wife and I continued in kingdom engagements. Thereafter, we relocated to Otter, and after a year of serious engagements in soul winning, God made us house owners. We also increased the tempo of our engagements, having known that God is not a user of man. During Operation 615, we prayed for the kingdom and went out for souls. In April 2018, we picked a date for our first son's wedding without money in our accounts. A month to the wedding, it looked like nothing was going to happen, but we continued in our engagements. Some days to the wedding, our heavens opened. Amen. Money was rushing into our accounts without begging. 2 weeks ago, my son was gracefully married. We returned to give glory to God, the God of our father, Bishop David Oyedepo. Praise the Lord. And the testifiers are Pastor and Deaconess Williams O. For this great testimony, give Jesus a big hand of praise. And please rise to your feet and keep celebrating Jesus bigger, 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 bigger.
Hallelujah. Shall we lift up our two hands to heaven and thank God again for bringing us into a brand new month, our resurrection month. Give him thanks. By the act of praise this morning, the fruits of this month are guaranteed. No one ends this month without amazing proofs to show. The faithfulness of God will write the story of everyone here. Give him thanks for the wonders of the previous month and the amazing packages reserved for this month. Thank him in words. Lift up your two hands as you do that. I thank you, Jesus. I didn't arrive at this month by my own power, by my own strength. It's all by your grace. I celebrate you, Jesus, for your faithfulness. I thank you for your good hand upon my life. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Everyone that sees the beginning of this month will surely see the end of it. In your new status. The month of April shall be a month of strange visitations. For you and your household. It shall be another turnaround month for you. Light will dawn upon every dark area of your life. It shall be a month of testimonies. As we have heard, the reason for praising him in the beginning of the month is so we can assess the testimonies reserved for the month. The testimonies reserved for you for this month shall not be lost. In the name of Jesus. Father, now we are here in your presence, all standing here at the feet of Jesus. Reach out to each one of us today by your word. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. And again, welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Give the Lord a big hand and get seated, please. Amen. We have been looking at engaging biblical mentality in stewardship. Thinking what the Bible says about stewardship, so we can maximize the benefits thereof. This morning we're looking at engaging biblical mentality in fellowship, in stewardship, with focus on we must possess a partnership mentality. Everyone on the go for Christ, on the altar of prayers, everyone craving for the salvation of the lost is in partnership with Christ in that endeavor. You are not whiling away time. You are in partnership with Christ in the pursuit of your Father's business. Jesus said, "Don't you think I must be about my Father's business?" Luke chapter 2, verse 49. And the Father's sole business on the earth is to see souls saved and established in the faith. His name shall be called Jesus, which shall save his people from their sin. Matthew 1, 21. So his core mission is the salvation of the souls of men. And for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. His mission is to destroy the works of the devil and rescue all of his captives. 1 John 3:8. So when you are involved, you are in partnership with Christ. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 20, the word says, let's start from verse 18. All power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always. Always. I guarantee you my partnership. I guarantee you my companionship. You are in partnership with me. I guarantee to be with you always, even to the end of the world. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, he appointed 70 others and sent them two by two to go before his face into every city and place whither he himself will come. So we are in his advance party. Amen. When he sends you to go, and you're just saying, go ahead of me, I'm coming out. I'm coming out. I'm coming along. I'm coming along. I'm coming along. Where he himself will come. In Mark chapter 16, he sent them to go to all the world and preach the gospel. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. So I believe not shall be damned. Amen. And these signs that follow them that believe. And we saw them, went forth and preached. And God was walking with them. He went with them. Just go ahead of me, I'm coming. Go ahead of me, I'm coming. Go ahead of me, I'm coming. He was walking with them, confirming the words with signs following. So, being on the go for Jesus establishes our partnership with him. Praise God. And that gives us the opportunity of his companionship. He goes with us. Praise God. He goes with us. And if God be for us, the word says, who can be against us? So everyone on the go for Christ is ordained for triumphant living. Triumphant living. For if God be for you, if God is in your company, who can be against you? That's why partnership with Christ, the consciousness, the mentality of partnership with Christ, of being in partnership with Christ, reinforces our confidence while on the go. I'm not alone. Jesus is right here with me. Jesus sent me to you and is here to bless you. It arouses our confidence. And you know what that means? They are bold, they are speaking boldly in the Lord. They were too sure of his presence. And who bore witness to the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hand. So our boldness and confidence in Christ steers signs and wonders as we get on the go. Now, let's quickly look at the privileges of this partnership. What are the privileges of this partnership? When Israel came out of Egypt, God was in the midst of them. The sea saw them, it fled. Jordan was driven about. The mountains keep like rams. Psalm 119, 114, and verse 1 to 7. Now, what led the old mountain that thou fledest? And Jordan that was driven back? And ye mountains that ye skip like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. The response, tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. Everything that troubles others trembles at your presence because of the God that is with you. What cares others keeps you going without sweat. Tremble thou at the presence of the Lord. So his presence causes the things that trouble others to tremble at your instance. That is supernatural triumph. Triumph without lifting a finger becomes our portion as we partner with him. And now, another great and grand privilege. Partnership with Christ is working with Jesus, who is the wisdom and the power of God. And he that walks with the wise shall be wise, and a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs 13:20. So partnership with God steers supernatural wisdom, imbues with supernatural wisdom. Everyone actively engaged in advancing the kingdom of God taps into the wisdom of Christ. The wisdom of mighty works. Not mighty words. Not wisdom of heavy grammar. The wisdom that manifests itself in mighty works. What? We've never seen it in this fashion. Those are the things that accompany those that are actively engaged in this partnership. supernatural wisdom. Out of this world kind of wisdom. Not, oh, they say we should go, you're just going. You don't know where you are going, you just keep going. You should know why you do what to do. He said we should be able to answer anybody who asks us the reason for the hope behind the things that we do. We have to know what it is. Active partnership with Jesus imbues with supernatural wisdom. Out of this world order of wisdom. The wisdom that steers exploits. Not the wisdom of explanation, but the wisdom of strange manifestations. Strange manifestations. And wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Amen. The wisdom that settles your family life, that settles your children, that settles your career, settles you in your business. Yeah, no, not wisdom of trying to compete with somebody else. The wisdom that comes from God. Amen. It's the natural privilege of everyone that is actively in partnership with Jesus. There are a few people who can read my writing. Because the things flowing into me, my hands are not fast enough to catch it. On demand. Partnership with Jesus makes you as wise as an angel of God. Amen. Somebody's story is changing. So we are not just doing it for doing it. There are privileges I can't get anywhere else than in our active partnership with Jesus. Now think of it. Paul the apostle, a die-hard soul winner. Became God's think tank. One man, God's think tank in the New Testament. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. That was his stand. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. That was his motto. By the help of God, I continue to this day witnessing to both great and small. That was his testimony. And what happened? And according to the wisdom of God given to our brother Paul, 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, Peter was testifying there were things coming out of Paul that were difficult for them who were apostles before him to understand. Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter, chapter 3 verse 1 to 5, very interesting thing, to tell us the nature of wisdom at work in Paul. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, he said, you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to your world. Now, how that by revelation, he made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in few words. What kind of mystery? Now, go to the next verse. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Amen. We have never heard it. As it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. And you go down to verse 8, to verse 11, you see the level of wisdom we're talking about. Unto me, who am less than the least of the apostles, was this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Amen. To the intent that now unto principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church, the manifold wisdom of God. That is the wisdom that teaches principalities and powers lesson, that beats them hands down. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's what belongs to you and I while we are in pursuit of God's agenda on the earth. And what more? Partnership with Christ preserves, protects, and covers against all assaults of the enemy. Mark 3, the Bible said he chose 12 that they might be with him, they might send them forth. Amen. They were resident partners with Christ. Mark chapter 3 verse 14. Now, not one was reported sick. Not one. Not even Thomas. They were under that covering of partnership. They were not waylaid once on their journey by armed bandits. They were under the heavy covering of that partnership. He chose 12 that they might be with him and they might send them forth. They were in partnership. They were protected. They were preserved. They were dignified. They were honored. When I sent you without post or script, lack you anything, did you have to beg? No. Psh. So look at those 3 points and you see how much people lose by being docile in church. By being a bench warmer in church. It doesn't pay nothing. There is nothing in doing nothing. There is nothing in doing nothing. Let me conclude with this charge. If every member of this church is genuinely committed to bring a soul to Christ next Sunday, we don't need to pray about double the attendance. It doubles naturally. Now watch. If 50% of members in this church share the same passion with me and decide to bring a soul, one soul, to church this coming Sunday, we need only 2 Sundays to be double. Now if 25% vow to engage with Christ and bring a soul each, in 4 Sundays, we are double. Now, if 10%, to let you know how much people are involved, if 10% only, engage to bring a soul each, for the next 10 Sundays, we are double. That tells you how little a percentage of people are actively engaging. Does it ring a bell? So make your choice. God is counting. The privileges are flowing. You can decide to grab them or watch them pass you by. I dived into it very early. My God, favor is diving into my life every day. There are many people like that in this church who are just flowing in favor, while others are flowing in all kinds of experiences. They are just flowing in favor. They are just flowing in favor. Somebody lost his job, they were engaging actively. Somebody has a job, he doesn't even pray. That all those prayer things are in his hand. He can't tell where he put them. Not one day has he prayed. Just Papa, pray for us. But Papa's prayer is not equal to partnership. No. There is no prophet on this earth who can pray you to break scriptures. The things you get by putting the word to work, nobody can pray it over your life. So wake up. You have this awesome privilege to live a sickness-free life, a pain-free life, a regret-free life, if only you will engage in active partnership with Christ. I hope somebody is waking up. Between now and the 18th of April, you can make your choice. He is an open choice. Praise God. You can make your choice. You can make your choice. Many are called, but few choose to enlist. No, it's not God who chooses. We choose. Choose it this day when you shall serve. Not that God chooses few. No. Few make their choice. Many are called, but few make their choice to embrace it. Many are called, but few are chosen. Let me conclude by saying what we have always known. God does not reward membership. He rewards stewardship. Everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor and according to his own membership. God does not reward leadership. I'm a founder. That's okay. There are many confounding founders all over the world. He rewards stewardship. You have been faithful by a few things. Amen. Now have the authority over 10 cities. God does not reward leadership. He rewards stewardship. God does not honor long-time membership. I've been in this church for the past 30 years. Congratulations. He honors dedicated stewardship. You shall be honored this year. As you make your choice to be in active partnership with Jesus. God does not pay anointed believers. He pays only reapers. There are people who are just, you could see the anointing on them, but there is no reward on their life. God does not reward anointed believers. He rewards stewardship. You shall be rewarded in the name of Jesus. John 15 and verse 1 and 2. Every branch of me that beareth no fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purges or makes fit, so he can bring much more fruit. You are the one God is talking about. Praise God. God does not pay membership. He pays stewardship. He that reapeth, receiveth wages as he gathers fruit unto life eternal. Rise to your feet. Amen. I want to believe that somebody's holy, somebody's spirit has been stirred up to know that it is not God using you, it's God raising you. Obedience is not God using me, it's God raising me. You are changing level. Now, what I say to one, I say to all. Get on the go for me, I'm coming after. You can, I guarantee you my companionship. I'm standing there with you. Now, between now and Easter Sunday, something has broken loose in your life. Yeah. There's a way you can do some things today, tomorrow, particularly as we get into this holiday time, that will turn things around like a dream of the night. And there's another way you can go ahead and sleep all out and say, I'm no papa. What is my problem? You think papa has problem? He knows what you need to know. That partner with Jesus changes people's story from one level of glory to another. Lift up your two hands and speak to the month. Month, open up. Month, open up. Open up to me. Open up to me in a new way. Thank you for what you have spoken to me this morning. Help me to engage. I want to experience the privileges of partnership like never before. Lift up those two hands. Speak to the month. It shall be a month of testimonies for you and your household. No mishap, no misfortune. Speak to the month. You have laid the foundation of praise. You are entitled to testimonies. Speak to the month. Grace to engage with what Paul's testimony, what Tia's testimonies. Lift up your hands and get it. Lift up your two hands and make it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Well, the flyers are all out across the various areas and centers. Please take advantage of them. Special Easter service. A time where Jesus opens graves and brings captives out of the obscurity, bring them into the limelight. It shall be so for you and everyone that comes along with you. No one shall leave that service without something to show. Our flyers are all over, tracks are all over. Please distribute lavishly. God is not complaining. He may give to everybody you see, including those who fear they won't take it, they will take it. And Jesus will convict them. Where the month is declared your month. Yeah. It's your month of change of level. Yeah. It's your month of change of story. Yeah. If there's any concern that came along with you from March, it clears off finally today. Yeah. This month of resurrection will be your month of restoration. Yeah. Whatever may have been lost will be gallantly restored. Yeah. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Happy new month to everyone. Happy brand new month to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering. Lift up those hands and give him thanks. It's your month. Thank God for this month. It's your month. Last month was somebody's last month, but this is your month. Thank God for this month. It's your month.
Thank him from the depth of your heart. Appreciate him. Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God for this month. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give the honor and the adoration unto him. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor and give him adoration. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name.
And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let us share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be reminded, the Easter Youth Alive Conference kicks off this evening at 4 p.m. Be blessed in Jesus' name.